Ben. Psycho Ben. Mic check, mic check, mic check. Are we good? We're okay. We're perfect. Hi, guys. This is yet another episode of the Psycho Podcast, and I'm so, so excited. This is season 3, episode 4. Niluambia imuaka consistency. Yani itakuwa Ben Psycho na consistency. I think that when I fundish shule in future, you know, like consistency, the other name will be like Ben Psycho because of how consistent I'm giving you guys content. And we'll have to keep doing this the whole of this year, man. And I'm so happy that you're watching this. And for those of us who are listening to this podcast episode on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Cast, Pocket Cast, I want to send a big shout out to you. If you only watch this on YouTube and don't know that kunakongana, we have the audio versions on Spotify, please go check them out. You can also subscribe in those platforms as well. Another thing, I'm requesting you guys to hit that notification bell. Nona yo bell inakwanga hapo hapo if well, if you're using the original YouTube app. See, I don't know if there are any other fake YouTube apps, but there's a bell over there. That bell is not an alarm, it's not nothing, it's just a notification bell. So make sure you also click that bell such that if we have a new video, you are like the first person to know about it. Usikue nyuma mazee, tunapatana wase tawa na ongeje the Psycho Podcast na wewe ujui bado hiyo episode ilisha drop. Unajua? Get with the times, man. Another thing is, I want to thank you so much for the feedback that we got on the previous podcast episode. Wow, karibu niangusha simu, but my reflex. Let me read some of the comments that I got from you guys from last time. We had an amazing guest was Chirono. We were discussing about moving out. And Wase Walangata also, a few of them came for me, you know. They were like, yo, brah, like this one. This one is from a guy called Eli, E-L-Y, and you know, it's in caps, so I'm assuming this is how he was reading it. Ele, aka Langata, is a hotspot for water browser cartels, thanks to the bougie wannabe lifestyles of being a neighbor to Karen. This is so personal, and it's in caps, but anyway, thank you so much, bro, for that comment. Another comment is Valerie Yeager was saying, Ben finds any sentence to be funny and it's hilarious. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Yeager. Esther Shigadi is saying, it's the commuting to Maseno from Karen for me. Aside from that, though, I appreciate the content very much. Thank you so much, Esther. Like, I still stand by what I said. If we lived in Karen, ata nikienda shule Kakamega, I'll have to be a day scholar. There's no way I'm leaving Karen. Dash B said, I thought it was an issue of volume. Wow, I know where this comment is going, but I like it. I thought it was an issue of volume, but it's sound. Even last time, kulikuwa na some issues, ukasort. Tunajua you'll come through again. We appreciate the content. The sound needs work, though. Yeah, by the way, I'm working with this amazing company called Blueberry, and the sound today is A1. Like, but if that sound is pathetic, leave a link and I'll leave a pin where you can find the guy who does the audio. Mtafute. Kenye mtamfanyia mimi sijui, mnaweza choose kumuongelesha, mnaweza choose kumreward. So his name is Shegebits. I'll leave his description on the bio so that mjue kenye mtadu naye. Kwa sababu sasa beyond hapa hata mimi nimeshindwa. Ni kama mzazi, unashinda ukiitwa shule juu ya ukijana perform. Ukijana, sasa utasata dunini after hapa. Unajua, pia wewe mwalimu, take it up. But I'm sure today it's A1, man. Like I've had it before. Megan is saying, Chirono is an amazing guest. I hope you have her more on the channel. I felt this episode was too short. I'm so sorry, Megan, man. We'll try and make them a bit longer. And yes, I'll be having Chirono back. She's very brilliant. She's audible. She's a lawyer. Like, Chirono is just amazing. Now, I want to introduce something unique in this podcast episode so that it's going to naingianga tu hivyo ni kama parade, unajua. I need to be exciting you guys kwa sababu hata parades zilikuwa na performances. Well, sijui about your school, but see, tulikuwa tunaimbiwa. I mean, it's upper hill, so we had Voice in the Light always singing. Can you imagine, like, tunaperformiwa every week? You need to go to upper hill if you're still looking for high school. So I have a couple of riddles that I want to ask you at home, and then you leave your answers on the comment section. So this is the first one. What is white when it's dirty? Another one is, who has a head but cannot think? And please don't say our politicians. Like, this time round, let's be nice. I mean, my pastor is also a subscriber here, so let's be very nice. another one. This is the last one. What has a neck but has what has a neck but no head? Who am I? What has a neck but no head? Who am I? Kuna mse pa hivi kwa background is that I could guess what the answer is. Rispa? Nothing. Anyway, leave that on the comment section. Please don't Google. Like, I've prayed about this riddle. So, uki Google phone yako itahangi wiki yote. Ata kani yes 20. Like, utakuwa tu unashinda. Kila saa uko kwa M-Pesa. Unashinda uki restart hapo hivyo. But yes, so make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the notification bell. Thank you so much for everyone who's been following us, who's been subscribing. I really, really enjoy creating content for you guys. And hence why I'll always introduce guys to just come and make this better. And I'm sure this sound is sounding good. Shege, how are we sounding? Are we sounding okay? Shege, if you're lying to me, mi nimewambia, ni kama mzazi ya mechoka na student, mwalimu wafanye kenya nataka. Now, with every season, I always have one podcast episode that's specifically dedicated to political matters or civic matters. So the purpose of such episodes is to educate guys about what happens in terms of policy and what happens like behind the scenes. Because most guys just live life. Hata tujuangi, yani unashikagwa na karao, ushaanza kuogopa, ushaanza kutoa chwani, na maybe hata hiyo makosa anakushikia, it can't hold any water in court. So that's the whole purpose of this political episode. And today, I have the amazing Silan Toy. Hi. Woohoo. Lengewa, karibu. You know, so I know you by so many names. In fact, most of the times, mu wanza kusahau. Ile enye nafaa kusema. Hey, tabu, introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay.
That's your camera. We even have different cameras, guys, by the way. Imekua, so ile ikiwaka red. Ikiwaka red, uende na yo. Okay. Yeah.
My name is Susan Silan Toy. Lengewa. Is my father's name. But most my friends call me Sue. Most people know me as Silan Toy.
Yeah.
So yeah, just call me Sue.
Karibu sana on this podcast episode. You're like our resident political educator. It's not even an analyst. It's educated. At see koi channel to jafika place ya ku analyze. But the truth na kuwa educated, you know. Thank you so much for always taking your time to just come through and teach us stuff,
anytime,
man. You know?
Anytime.
Like we have a lot to discuss today. But before we even go there, do we talk about the elephant in the room?
Go ahead. Which is?
Well, because it's a political issue. I mean, there's the issue of Palestine and Israel. Mm-hmm. Like, just make it very short and brief. And also, be very careful where you're going to pass because the Christians are waiting for you out there.
And the Muslims, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. With double-edged swords.
Yeah. I think it's important for us to know that this Israel and Palestine issue is a very complicated issue.
It's extremely complicated.
Like, it's been a problem for about 70 years, since 1948.
No, it was a problem even before.
Well, the current one now is 70 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is when the State of Israel was officially created. Yeah. So, that's where the real, like, oh my God, the big problems actually started. And it's also important to note that...
Oh, that's Adele passing, so I just waved at Adele.
Okay. It's also important to note that there is... whatever we discuss here, it's not saying one particular group is right and the other one is wrong.
Yeah.
We're just giving our views based on what we have seen. And I guess we could welcome other people's views. What do I say? Oh, no, JPR.
Apple matches are politically safe, Sana. But anyway, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah,
no, I'm sure
I'm sure
to expose
group here, BS. You know, we don't want demons here. Funona, you are removed from this group. So you may have a verse up with all.
No, but to disclaimer, Ndujwe. And then this story also shifts depending on who is telling this story.
Oh, definitely.
So whatever we discuss here, just know. There are different views to it. Yeah. This is our view.
Yeah.
Well, this is my views. You can
so what's your view? What's your view?
Okay.
I feel like you're dancing on the fence.
Here's the thing. This is what I personally think about it. First of all, this has been made to be a religious issue.
Yeah.
When personally, I think it shouldn't be. First thing. Mm-hmm. Secondly, what I view as a problem is the land issue. There's an issue with land in Palestine and Israel.
Yeah.
A little bit of history. There was no country like Israel for about 1,000 years. After Jesus died in like 70 AD or something.
Same as Palestine. It was not necessarily a country. It actually, was just, in fact, how they used to exist is the Jews and the Arabs. And they used to coexist.
Well, yes, well. Yes. But then when it got to a certain period of time, there was this whole burst of nationalism. So people started identifying themselves as nations.
As Palestinians.
So they do, the
Israelis.
Yes. So anyway, I was saying for 1,000 years, Israel didn't exist. And then a couple of things happened that led to Israel existing. So those... there was a Holocaust.
Yeah, which was sad.
Which happened in Germany. Jews were basically, in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
So there was a group of people because of that whole nationalistic movement called the Zionists.
Yeah.
Who believed that Israel should be where Israel probably was.
Yes.
During the Bible time.
Yeah.
And so they pushed to have the state of Israel be created.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is that wrong? I don't know. Like, it could be it could be right, it could be wrong. It just depends on who is looking at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in 1948, they created a state called Israel, where Palestinians used to live. And then they divided the land according to how they felt would be right.
But
it was recognized by the UN. That was in 1948.
That was 1948. But also before that, that area was colonized by the British.
Yes, it was colonized by the British. And the British had the Palestinians
British
under British rule.
British have caused
us so much. They messed up pretty much the entire world.
British. So that area was colonized by the British.
Yes.
And it had the Palestinians and a few Jews.
A lot of Jews at that time
lived outside of that
place. Other parts of the world, for over 1,000 years.
Yeah, but they were being tortured, you know, those other areas. Or they were being...
persecuted.
Yeah, they were being persecuted.
Discriminated, let's say that.
And they needed a country of their own, for their own safety as well. Same thing I've told you, Palestine also did not exist as a country. It was just the Arabs lived there. But it got to a point where they felt like it was this whole nationalism thing. So they said we need a state of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And Palestine was formed.
Yeah. And it was under British rule.
And it was still under the British rule.
Yeah.
So the Jews, they started coming in large numbers now from other parts to that area.
Yes.
And then the Brits were like, hey, you guys are coming in such large numbers, you need to stop coming.
Yeah.
The Zionist movement, they formed how do we call them? Do you call vigilantes or they formed groups?
They formed groups to
They actually
aid
kicked out the British.
And they worked together with the Palestinians.
They worked together as a group.
To redeem themselves, to decolonize themselves.
Yes. So the condition was Palestine has to accept this new state that has been formed. And then the other one is that the British will leave that area.
Yeah. In addition to a bunch of things that happened there.
Mm-hmm. But then also after Israel was formed, there was a lot of chaos from the neighbors as well.
Yes. And this is because, they agreed on certain pieces of land that Israel will take.
Yeah.
Obviously, these people have been living there for 1,000 years. So this was their land.
Yeah.
And so it definitely aggravated them in a few ways. And so... It caused conflict because now it started becoming an Arab versus Jewish.
And this was initiated though by the Arab neighbors. There was a time after Israel was formed.
That also is debatable, by the way.
No, let me explain it. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the 60s when all these countries ganged up against Israel. There was Jordan, there was Syria.
The Six-Day War.
The Six-Day War. And at this time, by the way, don't think that Syria is a small country. Syria is a big country, mafia.
Yes.
Syria is such a powerful country. And if you want to know more about this, watch a movie called The Spy. It's by James. No, this guy who's actor Wadia. You know him. He's very funny.
William say the dictator guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's so funny. He's act a movie called The Spy. And then I will understand how the Israeli won that war. They're genius, by the way, for some weird reason.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Arabs... it's not Aladdin. It's called Sarah Cohen.
The husband to Sarah Cohen. I don't know his name. I don't know his name.
Guy,
but William
say
he acted dictator. You know that
he's
movie.
Acted a movie called The Spy. You need to watch it for you to understand how that war happened.
Okay.
So, sorry. So when these countries ganged up against Israel, Israel was actually helpless for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But they retaliated.
Okay.
And they retaliated bad. And they beat all these countries.
And they took more land
than they were supposed to.
Yes. Yes.
Which... In other arguments, whenever there's war and a country wins, they take land. That's happened in China. That's happened in America. That's happened. If today Kenya was to go to war with Uganda.
And then Uganda wins, they take Kenya's land.
They can.
Well, but then you see, that was in like ancient time. Like, say,
it's the 60s.
I'm just saying, like, in ancient time, you can win a war and take up people's land. Just like how the British ended up ruling pretty much half the world. But then, now, because we're in the 60s, we have the UN, we have laws that govern the global world. Politics. Yeah. So we can't just, people can't just wake up and decide, oh, baby, now this has become our land. It becomes illegal. And so, I hear you.
Yeah.
with how people ganged up against Israel and all that. I guess the long story of this, the short of this whole story is that people have been aggrieved quite a number of times in terms of both Israel has been aggrieved and also Palestine has been aggrieved. But at the end of the day, the main war is about land.
Yeah.
And, well, because the land was taken, so people attacked each other, people defended themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a lot of back and forth. And every time people think about this story, they start saying, but last week, see, they bombed who? Mm. And then last month, they also bombed. But last year,
in fact,
all the way up to 1948. So it's a bunch of...
Layers upon layers.
Yes. But at the end of the day, Israel took over another country.
Yeah.
And oppressed these people to the extent of not giving them their rights.
Yeah.
Not allowing them to have their own state.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't give them even basic services like healthcare, education. You're not even allowed to travel out of Palestine. Out of Israel as a Palestinian without approval from Israel. And this is your country.
It's very unfortunate. I was watching, as I told you, I was watching Vice News today. And Vice News, what they were doing is that they are now actually in Palestine. So in Palestine, they were interviewing some of those guys who are living in the Palestinian areas. So Kumbe, how it made, didn't even know it's that bad on the ground.
It's terrible.
That they're called settlers.
Yes.
And these settlers necessarily don't come from Israel. They come from other parts of the world as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guy being interviewed was from New York.
Yeah, and he was a Jew who was born and brought up in New York. Yeah,
so he was being asked, so what are you doing in Palestine? He was like, oh man, I love this place. The rates are cheap. And if I don't own this land, somebody else is going to take it. So now it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand why the Palestinians are mad. He was actually like the Palestinians. And then the Palestinians who, because how it happened, he come home and then they found notices. You need to leave your house.
Yeah, because people are coming to occupy.
And so some of them just left in pajamas. That's what that man was saying. And they are seeing somebody living in the house and walikuwa anaishi. So I ended up asking, why are you taking my house?
Yeah.
Oh, but then I'm arrogant. If I don't take it, somebody else will. So let me just take it. And I felt so bad.
It's really bad.
And I think when it comes to addressing this issue, we need to put our religions aside.
Yes.
We need to put our religions aside, to be honest. And even if you want to bring in Christianity, one of the things that Jesus taught about so many things, but there's one thing he said that was above everything was to love one another.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not just, even Paul addresses and says, even if you speak in tongues and you do not love your friend.
Yeah, it's useless.
It's useless, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel like if we need to also have a level of empathy, we need to be empathetic also with the Palestinians and what's happening to them.
I also think that
this video will be struck down on YouTube.
Let me tell you.
Ashanga, iko api? Akikwani bensekwa alfunga podcast. No.
Let me tell you, part of the reason why this thing has also been completely, like, very messed up is just that religious aspect, in the sense that countries that support... that have supported Israel through the atrocities that they have committed to Palestine have always used the Bible to defend this. In the sense, they say that, yes, this land belonged to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whatever, all those things.
Abraham had two children. He had Isaac and he had another child known as...
Ishmael, who ended up forming the Arab.
And they were all given that land, by the way. They're supposed to live as brothers.
Exactly. But then now, nations and global politics has actually used this as a justification of what Israel is doing. And therefore, they continue to perpetuate a religious war that is not actually a religious war. And so, even as Christians, I feel like a lot of Christians will always feel like, but it's Israel's land. They've been there. They were there during Abraham's time.
We've read the Bible.
Yeah, they talk about this. And it's true. And they were there. I mean,
but they also coexisted with the other.
That's also okay. But just think about it this way. So they were there for however long they were there.
Yeah.
And then they disappeared for 1,000 years. They were not there for 1,000 years. The state of Israel was not there for 1,000 years. And there were other people living there. Then you come back to claim this land that you owned 1,000 years ago. Can you picture it in our context? So we all know that Kenyans, we lived in a different... We all came from different places as tribes. The Bantus came from the Congo Basin. Mm. The Nilotes came from the Nile. We all came and we lived in Kenya at some point. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Someone comes and says, oh, but there 1,000 years ago, this is my land. And they bring out a religious book to justify this.
Not a religious book. It's facts. They lived in that land.
Okay, even if
let's say today, all Africans to live, all Africans, we were kicked out of Africa. And let's say we go to, but they go English. So,
Asia. Yeah.
Even if 1,000 years pass, somebody can still come and say that is our original land.
But then just think about it. Now, as we are, as Kenyans, someone comes and tells us, maybe 1,000 years ago, this land was mine. Don't you think we will fight back? Don't you think we have any claim to this land after being here for 1,000 years?
You see,
that's just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly the situation with Palestine. Of course, it's a bit difficult. Okay, fine. You were here 2,000 years ago, but us, we were here 1,000 years ago. Like, how can you start making claim to that land?
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And then not only make claim to it, but oppress me in that process. Completely deny me of my rights. And then use this religious propaganda in terms of Christians should pray for Israel, should support Israel to justify.
I'm just posing you. First, how many minutes are we in? Because I have a feeling we just need to change this whole topic. We are 23 minutes in. Sibasi, we just continue with this story with the title. Because I feel like we're already so deep inside. Eh?
Yes.
We're already deep inside.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can do the other one on... Okay, let's just finish this episode because I feel like there's a lot of this and...
Yeah, this is a lot.
I didn't think people would be interested to listen, but it's just kumekwa kumoto. This is what I'm saying. So you can continue from where...
Yeah, so I was just saying, it's the basis of claiming land as Israelis... and also as Palestinians, I think both of them are seriously valid. Now, it's just the whole issue of Palestinians have, felt like Israelis have... Okay, yeah, they came and both claimed that land in 1948.
Yeah.
But then they agreed with UN.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be yours and this is going to be Palestine's. But then all throughout these years, Israel has continued to infringe on land that is Palestinian.
Their rights.
Yes, and... The rest of the world has continued to back them up. Oh. And I think that's the biggest problem.
No, the rest of the world has not backed them up.
In terms of the West.
No, the West has not. I saw the other day I was watching something. I don't know if Al Jazeera or what. And I said the British. I just found it on YouTube. It was a UN thing. And this person who was speaking was from Britain. And they gave their stand. And they are against what Israel is doing.
Well,
the only country bado inacheza 50-50 is America.
It's not 50-50. It's 100% Israeli.
Of course.
In fact, they continue to back the Israeli army. They continue to back the settlements. Most of these people who are coming to live in Israel are actually Americans.
Yeah, most of them are from America.
Governments have taken continuous steps to support Israel, regardless of what Palestinians are feeling. And they've used religion to continue to justify that. And so that's why a lot of Christians will start feeling like, ask any Christian, oh, no, naje, history of Israel and Palestine. Even if they don't know anything about it, the first thing they'll say is, me, I think Israel is right.
Yeah, even like, if hey, Jewy, to Abraham, hey. Hey, to Abra. Where?
Even if they don't know what the situation is.
I've seen those hashtags. Yeah. I've seen guys saying, I stand with Israel. Bruv, they're already standing. Like, Israel is strong enough to stand with itself.
Yes.
So let me give guys context of what's happening. Maybe, and also what sparked this whole protest. We were not supposed to be discussing this topic soon, but the fact that it's this hot between us, it's
can
so hot.
Can you imagine
hot.
Everywhere
it's
else?
It's so hot all over. Because I also have some of my Muslim friends. And, I saw some of them calling out guys saying, if you're not standing with us guys, then it's this. Also, I also have a lot of Christian friends because I'm a Christian myself. And I can also see how they look at this whole issue. And it's very, very complicated. By the way, let's just give a disclaimer. We're not experts.
Yeah, we're not experts in international. This is our
like,
personal
we are low-budget
opinion.
Diplomats. Like, that's who we are, So this is what happened. So Israel has been controlling a lot of, Israel still controls a lot of Palestine. So yes, Palestine exists, but it's still controlled. Some parts of, a good part of it is still controlled by Israel.
It's actually the entire part of it that is controlled. Yeah.
So I'm being modest.
Yeah, you're being modest.
You have to be politically correct, you know. So what
this is just a fact.
What they did was, they you know, remember this was the month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of guys were really going to the mosque. And I think the Israeli army put a number to that, or they tried to stop some of them from going to the mosque. Mm. And now this became so volatile. You see, they're already fighting for this place known as Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Jerusalem, and under the UN, Jerusalem is a historical, it's of historical importance. I don't know what the name that they're given. So Trump really fueled this war, by the way.
He did.
By taking the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Because now it aggravated the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And I remember the Palestinians were mad. They even said, now we've withdrawn. We don't want anything from you guys. So when Israelis started chasing guys from the mosque, they started like getting into the mosque. Alafu wanapiga wase. Mm-hmm. And you know, like the mosque is very special to the Muslim community. And I think we should all just respect.
Religious places.
Sasa, there's another group called Hamas.
Yes.
So Hamas is a terrorist group.
Yeah.
But because Palestine is not that much strong of a country, kunakuwa na gap ya terror groups could establish and become very powerful.
Yeah.
So in Palestine, there are two groups. There's one known as the PLO,
mm-hmm.
Palestinian Liberation something,
yeah.
And then there's Hamas. Now Hamas is a terror organization.
Yes.
You wamesikia Israeli kenye wanadu. They attacked Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were the first ones to attack Israel, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when they attacked a civilian place and they killed like 30 Israelis. Now
mm-hmm.
now when you start killing Israelis, now that is now a different story. Israel is like America.
Yeah,
you don't kill an America,
now.
You know?
Yeah.
The statistic, they value life so much, especially of their own. When it happened like that, and that was not just the only rockets, they're also sending more rockets. Israel, when I say in a different world,
yeah.
They have something known as the Iron Dome. So the Iron Dome
protects them from.
Israelis are next level.
I mean, they have the best defense in the world.
They're the best.
Yeah.
And I think they need it.
Yeah,
because they're surrounded
they
by enemies.
Yes.
Israel is surrounded not by friends. In fact, it's until last year when they started doing business with other Arab nations.
Yeah.
They started doing business with Jordan. I saw some.
UAE.
UAE. Yeah. Mm. They started doing business with the UAE. This was big news. It means that now these Arab countries are also starting to look at Israel. By the way, atuwezi shindanga tukipigana kila saa. Teach us your ways, master. Or let's do business together.
And
if you look at it from economic...
Although that's also like a bit political because it's in terms of the UAE is also deemed to be kind of turning into America's good books. And and so it looks like if you're in your good books with America, then you can work with Israel, you know, stuff like that.
But before you know, they were already doing business with America, but not with Israel. So these Arab nations now got to a point and they're like, you know what, we are tired of this war. Us, we just want to support... Let's just work with Israel because
we need the money. Fine.
Yeah,
yes.
They need the money, and also Israel has the best technology. They have the best technology in everything. These Jews are just weird. I don't know, and I don't even in music they control the biggest labels in Stato.
That is true.
In technology,
that is true.
You get
that is
so.
True.
So Israel have this thing known as the Iron Dome, where if a rocket is launched into their space, another rocket inside of Israeli is launched ahead of time. Zinapatana kwa hewa, zinalipuka. So your missile will not hit the ground.
Yes.
It's on Twitter, by the way. I've never seen such a thing. I never even thought such things. Yeah, like, unajua mimi niko huku Kenya, mazetu mazoea tukurushia na mawe. Unajua, kila ngoja wa Uganda walete noma, baby. Kila mtu wapande mti na mshale. In Africa, bado watu watumie bado warogi. Wewe, there will be famine in Orlando.
There will be no rain.
Yeah, there will be no rain.
Yes.
We will stop it. You know, Israelis developing things that have not been seen by humans.
Yeah.
Palestine, on the other hand, they're not even that strong. I don't even think they have an army.
But you see, they're not even a country. So they're not allowed to have their own institutions. So even a military is not something that they can have. And so that's why they have groups like Hamas. They have groups like that liberation movement.
Yes, but they don't support Hamas from the government.
I'm also not defending Hamas. I'm just saying that that's why there's gaps for these organizations to grow. Because they don't have that liberty to do that.
They're not that strong.
And no, they're not allowed. That's the thing. They're not allowed by the Israeli government to have that because they are within the Israeli territory.
And this defense
and I put
system.
Put that in quotes because it's really not their territory.
The defense system in Israeli is next level, or partly also because they have a very strong enemy known as Iran. And Iran is also not a small country.
Yeah.
Iran, by the way, you know, maybe the Western world hides us from teaching us about that country. That country is powerful.
Yeah.
Like Iran is a beast, you know. Last year, I saw the Israeli killed their top nuclear scientist, and this is how they killed him. It's a bit of Zoguni intrigue. Zoku are weird. Mazeta sijukua how this is an episode. They killed him through his phone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He picked up a call.
He was in his car. His car exploded.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, boss, what is this?
That's true.
How they killed their
That's
top
how advanced the Israeli intelligence, defense, army
bad
is.
Bad news.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
And so the other thing about that is, so yes, they retaliate. I mean...
Yes. So when Hamas killed a couple of Israelis...
30 people,
I think it was 30. I'm not sure about the number.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So they killed Israelis first. Mm-hmm. Israel now wanted to hear nothing. And all they did was send rockets back to back.
Yeah.
They even bombed the office that had the international media houses, which had Al Jazeera.
Yes, yes.
And this is how they bombed it. Like, they would give those guys in the whole building 1 hour. So you get a call, you're being told, hey, Niaje, you have 1 hour to leave that place. So guys are just scrambling, taking stuff.
Mm,
and then you go out, stand outside with your cameras. Then in 1 hour, the same way they said.
Yeah.
Goes up in flames.
Yeah.
So Israeli is arguing that Palestine is hiding Hamas under the human shield. What that means is the terrorists are operating within the population.
Yeah.
So that's what is justifying the Israelis to fire and attack
civilians, at normal citizens.
And attack such cities. And, you know, now Hamas is still struggling. You know, they're still trying to send... So I think Tuzita Tubaruti for now. But who is compare? Like, I'm trying to... The reason why I'm saying that is you can't compare what Israel is doing.
Yes.
It's so powerful and Hamas. So, but also, is if you are Benjamin Netanyahu and your people have been killed, Susan, what would you do?
Let me tell you, and this is why this thing is very confusing. Because, so now it is about the 30 people that were killed, I think 2 weeks ago. But then before that, it was about another Palestinians who were killed 3 weeks before that. And then, like, it just goes back until 1948.
Yeah.
So you see, this thing is just not getting solved.
Yeah.
People are not trying... Okay, I'm sure there's quite a number of people who are trying to view it like that. But the rest of the world, at least the world that is under the Western influence, is being made to believe that Israel is the victim. They could be the victim in some instances.
They were attacked first. They can argue that.
And see, I'm telling you, they'll be like, even last week, even the other week, until 1948, we go back piling it up.
No, for this specific season, Israel was attacked first.
Okay.
Am I right, by the way?
Yes, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I think they were attacked
first. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And so even when they're retaliating, they're killing even more Palestinian civilians because they're looking for these Hamas people.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a video that Trevor Noah did trying to explain this whole situation.
Yeah. One he was saying he has already lost followers before, like before you even
and
talk.
And he was like, you know, if you look at the Israeli army and their defense and how advanced it is in the world, and you compare with the people they are fighting with, like, it doesn't seem like a fair fight.
It's not a fair fight.
Yeah, and so that's just what, like, I think people should be more aware of, try and find out what exactly is the issue here, see how Palestinians are living, and just, I think it's good to empathize a little bit with how these people are outside religion.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed and Palestine is the superpower, do you think there would be a country like Israel?
I don't think so because they will be living in a world where the rest of the surrounding neighbors support the superpower.
So they would have wiped out Israel.
It would have been.
You also partly understand why Israel
and
has
I understand
to be
why,
1,000%
I understand why
brutal.
Israel retaliates. The thing that I don't understand is their infringement of the global rules on land. I don't understand why they keep occupying more Israeli land. I mean, more Palestinian land when really those boundaries were demarcated quite some time back, and they continue to infringe on that. That's the thing I don't understand. Why they keep removing Palestinians out of the land and having people occupy these lands illegally. That's the thing I don't understand.
And why they continue to deny
Palestinians rights as citizens in that country. That's the thing I don't understand.
I also don't understand why
it seems like a colonial thing, by the way. It seems like, you know how the settlers came to Kenya?
They're actually called settlers, even
now. Yeah, they're called settlers.
Even
how they come to Kenya, take the good land and leave. Even that's exactly what they're doing. And if you ask me, okay, how comes even the Palestinians are killing people? Honestly, I think that is their way of defending themselves. And I think people...
The Palestinians are actually not fighting back. It's Hamas. Hamas is a terror group. So
yeah, leave Hamas alone. But these other people who are trying to advocate for their own
PLO,
rights.
Yeah.
Yes, I think those are... People need to hear them a bit more.
Yeah. And it becomes a very sensitive topic.
It's
because
very sensitive.
You see also now a lot of Christians will tie it to the last days,
yes,
you know, say
and,
that
oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh,
I mean, fine, that could be true.
I actually think it has some truth in it, because conflict, it just seems never to get a solution. I don't know, I'm sorry, I feel like it has a very strong spiritual connotation behind it.
Sawa, Pastor Ben.
Because wase wametry to solve other things and other places.
And they've worked. But this one is just like...
But this one has just refused to go.
It's because of its attachment to religion. And you know, when it comes to now, okay, this is a spiritual thing and God and whatever, you can now start reasoning with it.
Yeah.
Mungu amesema, and that's it.
That's those
settlers. God for Israel. It's God for the Muslims.
The Muslims really value Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's God for the Muslims. It's also now God for the Christians. It's all sorts of gods now who are now involved in this. And we can't
so if he's
studio me back
here, hey, wase, nini join happen, bana? Science inasema. Science, wase, bana?
So that's the only thing that's left. But I think the moral of this conversation that we're having is that... Now we live in an information age.
Yeah.
Like we live in a world where we can actually access all of this information online.
Yeah.
And we can actually view it for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so this is our opinion. Maybe you might have a different opinion.
Yeah. Oh, definitely guys will have an opinion.
Yeah, people will have a different opinion to it. But
the
point is, it's good for us to look into it, to get educated about it.
Yeah.
It affects us as Kenyans, because... As Kenyans, the Kenyan government receives a lot of aid from Israel. And so you will not find the Kenyan government criticizing Israel.
Oh,
We can't afford it.
We need Israelis by far.
And that is why you will not see the Kenyan government saying something about it. However, this past few weeks, the Kenyan government actually said something about Palestine. Yeah, and even the African Union came out strongly to actually condemn
Israel.
The acts of Israel. Yeah,
even
so,
Kenya.
Yes, they didn't say you guys are doing wrong. They're just like, we understand.
Crazy.
It was a very diplomatic statement that was put out, but just to say, okay, maybe kind of look into Palestinians.
Yeah, everyone is saying that.
Everyone is saying that.
Countries are saying, okay, Israeli, we understand that.
Yeah,
there's an issue here, bro, but. Just, you know, okay, we don't want to piss you off. Don't get angry. But just maybe consider,
just
you know.
Because,
you know, like, this is how you know if in terms of war, Kenya, we can't stand with people. Just have to atumia. And ile lori yetu ya maji. Ile elections. This one, we have put pepper spray in it.
But
the best you can do is just send prayers and regards, you know.
and I think this is why, like, now this is why we are discussing it. So
I understand how
does it affect you?
Especially the confusion that also comes especially on a religious stand, because these things get heated very much on a religious point of view. People also forget that Palestine has Christians, by the way.
Oh yeah,
there's a small percentage of Christians in Palestine. So if you keep if you feel like you can't stand with them at all, just know that they
are also
the same faith.
Christians there.
Also, as Christians, we've been mandated that above everything, we should always show love. If
pray for Israel.
No. Well, that's what most guys. That's how it's because Israel is also one of the countries I have to go. Have to go to Israel, man.
Oh, like a pilgrimage.
Me lazima in the Israel farm. It's where it's history. That's like the origin of the world.
Not really.
Well, not specifically like yes, Jerusalem, yes, but yeah. It was the Middle East area. Yes, that's yes. where the origin
of the world.
Scientifically
yes.
speaking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is not so, it's very accurate also with the Bible, also Genesis.
True.
It was the same place. And this is scientists, so atheists to patane hapo nyuma na facts. See emotions that ni mimi ndio nakushow. So I think that's all I had to say about this. Maybe yeah. to educate guys, because maybe guys want on a two story kwa TV.
On shaka guy,
mbona wana guy, mbona kwa kama sina Uganda. No. Maybe that's how it is, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel like there's something else we need to add to this?
I don't think so. But just to emphasize
yeah.
that it's just good to understand a little bit. Like now we have so many videos online just trying to explain what this war is about.
Yeah.
And I can give you some links, you can attach some of them if you want. I think it's important for us to just try and hear it a little bit more and just understand it a little bit more before coming for someone being like, just don't mm-hmm. instead of coming for someone like, oh, you're a Christian, you can't be speaking on behalf of Palestine, or you're a Muslim, you can't be speaking on behalf of Israel.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just better to understand it before you start attacking someone online.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. The globe has so many issues, of course, happening. I'm seeing Rispa, one of our directors, is ametuandikia po Somalia, Kenya.
Oh yeah, you see that also.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, you talk.
Okay,
about
that's all. Oh, that's for another day.
No, you talk about it. Talk about it if you want.
I need to draw so that you can understand the whole conflict. do we talk about it in 2 seconds? Oh, but there kuna whiteboard.
No, but just you can just give a small.
It's brief if about we it. Go with what Somalia is proposing, Kenya will lose a very huge amount of land. I think it's like around 50,000 square. Like we lose a lot of land in the sea.
Yes, in the sea,
which Lania. Has been said to have oil.
To have oil, and it's like a fishery thing.
But it will be unfair to Kenya also if we take that deal, kwa sababu. So you guys know that Kenya is arguing that the border should go straight.
Oh, and then Israel.
Somalia is arguing that the border should go Kenya. This way.
Look, Israel.
So
sorry.
Let me put it here so that you can see. Kenya is arguing that the border
you'll
should
have to
go.
Put a map, guys. You'll have to put a map.
So on the Kenyan map, if we are to, how do we do this? Okay.
This is Kenya,
and this is Somalia, right? So this is how it sits. So Somalia is saying that their border should go like this.
Yeah.
You guess.
Yeah.
So this is Somali. They're saying that the border should go like this.
Yeah.
But Kenya is saying that border should go like this.
Yeah.
And I understand Kenya. I'm Kenyan anyway. Because our border with TZ, we don't go like that as well.
Yeah, we go like this.
Yeah. The border between TZ and Mozambique.
So it's eating into our
yes,
space.
The border between Kenya, Mozambique and TZ goes like this as well.
Yeah.
So if Kenya, yetu ikienda hivi, tutanyanganywa land mob sana hapo.
Yeah, I mean, and you see, this also has an aspect of a, how do I say this? It's also like a big diplomacy issue.
Very big.
And that's, and people, you know, you've had like they were trying to close the refugee camps. It's part of this diplomatic war between Kenya and Somalia.
Mm. But it was so funny how they were trying to close the refugee camps. Alafu the next few weeks, tukona UNESCO wameongeza kakitu kwa M-Pesa.
We tumewapea.
Sema tu, nitafunga. Alafu nastulia.
Kwa tu gay, mimi.
Nitafunga. Hapana bado neno like. I feel like that's how the ranch sounded on the
internet. Mimi nilisema nitafunga. Mimi
nikasema nitafunga. Hebu shika hii pesa wewe. Mimi nikasema nitafunga. Nilisema nitafunga gate 6 juu ya corona.
Anyway, yeah, but I I think there's also aspects of the Israeli issue also being attached to this as well, to the Kenya Somali. Yes,
oh,
there's an aspect of it. I don't want to talk about it because I've not verified this information. So staki kwanza rumors, but there's also an aspect.
Yeah,
to
but
it.
On this one I'm with Kenya. I'm sorry, fam.
So you see how you're with Kenya. Even that's how the Palestinians are with Palestine. That's how Israel is with Israel.
Yet, bona asi wanta kuchukua border. Like they have such a huge border. By the way, it also has a relation to why, if you noticed, we opened a Kenyan embassy in Somaliland.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Somaliland is a different country
it's
from
Somalia. It's broken off from Somalia.
Somali, the country Somali still believes that one day they shall take over Somaliland. So basically that's why the other day you saw the president or the Kenyan government issued the statement that they've banned everything from Somali. I think eventually, I don't know, man. You to a diplomacy, what a jovenia, what a denial.
You know,
guys.
Kenya. Ooh,
sorry. Okay. Can just hold it.
But, you know.
You can hold it.
Kenya actually cannot do without Somalia. And so.
We're neighbors.
Yeah, we're neighbors. And there's a lot of business we still do with Somalia, even in that state.
A lot.
And so it's just an interesting conversation to see Somalis. how that will end up being.
I genuinely love Somalis. Every day. Yani, don't know how it ends, bro.
Una sound like Trump.
Wanipatianga business fiti. Una sound like Trump, aje.
Because I got to like, I love gay people. I love black people. I have so many black friends.
No. That's what we genuinely, our economies, I don't know. I feel like they are strongly attached to each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like in Ika Dunia Wiki, like we've tackled everything from, you know, from all the four spheres of the world, you know.
History,
like a low budget CNN, you know. But thank you so much for coming on the show, Yanni, for us to just have vibes, man. I have enjoyed this conversation between Palestine and Israel. I know we've not tackled everything and we're also not 100% accurate. So please feel free to correct us. Please don't insult. Like, we're also trying to learn. Like, whatever you show us, we'll also be educated. But we just wanted to create a picture and just to show guys where this whole thing stands at the end of the day. Spread love. It's not really, don't involve religion in all this. Look at everyone as a complete human being, because that's who we are at the end of the day, man. Thank you so much, guys, for watching. See you on the next episode. This is the Psycho Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Hit the notification bell so that whenever we have a new video, you're notified. As well as big shout out to everyone who's listening to us on Anchor. That's iTunes, Spotify, Google Cast, Pocket Cast. Thank you so much, guys. See you in the next episode. Have a blessed week.